Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 5, The Activities of Sakshi Gopala. After the meeting, the young Brahmana started for Vrindavan. After arriving there, he first offered his respectful obeisances to the deity, to Gopala, and then narrated everything in full detail. He said, "My Lord, you are the protector of Brahminical culture, and you are also very merciful. Therefore, kindly show your great mercy by protecting the religious principles of us two Brahmanas. My dear Lord, I am not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as a bride. I'm simply thinking that the Brahmana has broken his promise, and that is giving me great pain." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. It was not at all the intention of the young Brahmana to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmana in marriage and thus enjoy material happiness and sense gratification. It was not for that reason that the young Brahmana went to Vrindavan to ask the Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness. His only concern was that the elderly Brahmana had promised something. And if Gopal did not bear witness to that transaction, then the older Brahmana would incur a spiritual blemish. Therefore, the young Brahmana wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmana was thus a pure Vaishnava, and he had no desire for sense gratification. He wanted only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the older Brahmana, who was also a Vaishnava and very much devoted to the Lord. The young Brahmana continued, "My dear sir, you are very merciful and you know everything. Therefore, kindly be a witness in this case. A person who knows things as they are and still does not bear witness becomes involved in sinful activities." Srila Prabhupada's purport. The dealings between a devotee and the Lord are very simple. The young Brahmana said to the Lord, "You know everything, but if you do not bear witness, you'll be involved in sinful activities." There's no possibility, however, of the Lord being involved in sinful activities. A pure devotee, even though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with the Lord exactly as if he were a common man. Although the dealings between the Lord and his devotee are always very simple and open, there is a formality. All these things happen because of the connection between the Lord and the devotee. And Krishna, Gopal, replied, "My dear Brahmana, go back to your home and call a meeting of all the men. In that meeting, just try to remember me. I shall certainly appear there, and at that time, I shall protect the honor of both you Brahmanas by bearing witness to the promise." The young Brahmana replied, "My dear sir, even if you appear there as a four-handed Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal and speak the words from your beautiful face will your testimony be heard by all the people. Krishna kahe, patima chale kotahana shuni, viprabale patima hai kaha kene vani." But Krishna said, "I've never heard of a deity walking from one place to another." The Brahmana replied, "That is true, but how is it that you are speaking to me though you're a deity? My dear Lord, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Maharaj Nanda. Now, for the sake of the old Brahmana, you can do something you have never done before." Sri Gopal then smiled and he said, "My dear Brahmana, just listen to me. I shall walk behind you, and in this way, I shall go with you." Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. The conversation between Lord Sri Krishna and the Brahmana is proof that the Lord in his Atzamuti, or form made of material elements, is not material, for those elements, although separated from the Lord, are also a part of the Lord's energy, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Because the elements are the Lord's own energy, and because there is no difference between the energy and the energetic, the Lord can appear through any element, just as the sun can act through the sunshine and thus distribute its heat and light. So Krishna, by his inconceivable power, can appear in his original spiritual form in any material element, including stone, wood, paint, gold, silver, jewels, because the material elements are all his energy. The Shastras warn, Acharya Arche Vishnu Shila Di Narakisaha. One should never think of the Archamurti, the deity within the temple, as stone, wood, or any other material element. Because of his advanced spiritual devotional position, the Yajna Brahmana knew that although the deity of Gopala appeared to be stone, he was not stone. He was the son of Nanda Maharaj, Prajanja Nandana himself. As such, the deity could act exactly as the Lord does in his original form of Krishna. Lord Krishna was talking to the young Brahmana just to test his knowledge about the Archa Vigraha. In other words, those who have understood the science of Krishna, Krishna's name, form, qualities, and so forth, can also talk with the deity. To an ordinary person, however, the deity will appear to be made of stone, wood, or some other material. In the higher sense, since all material elements ultimately emanate from the supreme spiritual entity, nothing is really material. Being omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, Krishna can deal with his devotee in any form without difficulty. By the mercy of the Lord, the devotee knows perfectly well about the Lord's dealings. Indeed, he can talk face to face with the Lord. The Lord continued speaking to the Brahmana, young Brahmana. Do not try to see me by turning around. As soon as you see me, I shall remain stationary in that very place. You will know that I am walking behind you by the sound of my ankle bells. Cook 1 kilo of rice daily and offer it. I shall eat that rice and follow behind you. The next day, the Brahmana begged permission from Gopal and started for his country. Gopal followed him step by step. Nipurera dwani suni anandita-van uttamana pakkakori karai bhojan. While Gopal followed the young Brahmana, the tinkling sound of his ankle bells could be heard. The Brahmana became very pleased, and he cooked first-class rice for Gopal to eat. The young Brahmana walked and walked in this way until he eventually arrived in his own country. When he neared his own village, he began to think as follows. I have now come to my village, and I shall go to my home and tell all the people that the witness has arrived. The Brahmana then began to think that if the people didn't directly see the Gopal deity, they would not believe that he had arrived. But even if Gopal stays here, he thought, there is still nothing to fear. Thinking this, the Brahmana turned to look back, and he saw that Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was standing there, smiling. And the Lord told the Brahmana, now you can go home. I shall stay here, and I shall not leave. The young Brahmana then went to the town and informed all the people about Gopal's arrival. Hearing this, the people were struck with wonder. All the townspeople went to see the witness Gopal, and when they saw the Lord actually standing there, they all offered their respectful obeisances. Gopal Sundar Jadeki Loki Anandita Patima Chalina Oila Sunina Vishmita. When the people arrived, they were very pleased to see the beauty of Gopal. And when they heard that he had actually walked there, they were all surprised. Then the elderly Brahmana, being very pleased, came forward and immediately fell like a stick in front of Gopal. Thus, in the presence of all the townspeople, Lord Gopal bore witness that the elderly Brahmana had offered his daughter in charity to the young Brahmana. We shall stop here for now, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very, very soon. Hare Krishna.